report regarding potential compensation enhancement for a retiring member regarding on-call pay. Kurt?
Okay, so this comes up as we review each retirement, and when we do this review to see if compensation was paid to enhance a benefit, we compare the retirement in the final average period to the compensation in prior periods, and we do this not only in the aggregate but by each pay item. So in this case, there was one pay item that stood out. This is for a deputy sheriff lieutenant who received on-call pay in their final year of employment, but not anywhere else in their entire career. So the next step in our process is then to find out why that could be, and we contacted the employer and eventually the member to find out that this person, as I explained in the memo, this person was actually promoted to lieutenant towards the end of the career, was stationed at a training center for a while where there was no opportunity for on-call pay, and then was transferred to the Office of Emergency Services, I believe it says somewhere. And at that location, this person had to perform on-call duty and receive that on-call pay, and then went on to retire. So I went on and through this process, we're trying to determine if under the new rules, the whole process is because of AB 197 or AB 340, and under the new rules, whether this could be excluded. And we did sort of tentatively determine that this was a duty that was not required of everyone in this grade or classification, since it wasn't even required of this person until after that transfer. So it possibly could be excluded under AB 197 under that criteria. However, you know, we have the lawsuit going on and the stay, which prevents us, we believe, from excluding it. But the board has said in the past that they would like to see this process in action anyway, even though we may not be able to exclude it for this member.
Okay. Question. Karen?
I'm looking at the chart you prepared, Kurt. Thank you for that. And specifically the leave cash outs, that pink section there. Now, I know that those are in his last year. My understanding is it's only what's earned and payable. So if this included everything that this individual got to cash out, that wasn't part of the calculation, was it?
I can take this one. This is terminal pay, what you're seeing, that pink block.
Okay.
That pink block was...
This is under our old and current rules, not under the new rules, under AB 197. It was included, so it will be included.
So my next question then is to both Karen and Harvey, given the lawsuit and the judge's decision soon to be finalized. There's still this 60-day stay, so we really don't have discretion under this. Is that my understanding?
That's right.
Okay. The only other comment I would want to make, and this was just surprising to me, I appreciate it wasn't a great deal of money. This individual earned $132 per month on an average during this last time. That's considered 1% of the retirement calculation, and therefore that's worth $96 a month throughout retirement. I'm just trying to get my hands around something that you earn is now worth $38 more a month or less a month for the rest of retirement.
Well, this is a safety member in the 3% of 50 formula. So if you can imagine somebody who worked 33 and a half years, they're earning 100% of pay. So one extra dollar in pay is one extra dollar in retirement. And this person didn't have quite that many years of service, but...
Well, obviously, since it's a legal matter and I'd have no discretion, I'm going to have to vote for it, but under other circumstances, I would not.
This is only for our information. It's not an action item.
No, I know, but I just, for the record, I think it's important to note that these are the type of situation. And I'm not assuming and make no comment that this particular individual did this on purpose. Obviously, they were assigned to a duty, and this is what happened. But this is a perfect example of why PEPRA is there.
Jeremy, and then Lou.
My question has to do with taking it and receiving it and filing it. I understand that, but words file always make me a little nervous. Could you give me an idea what the procedure might be for setting up a tickler system? Is it a manual system? Is it something a little bit more robust, I guess, is the word I would use, to see whether or not the board might want to revisit this at some later date? Because we are reserving...
I think you just approved that in the previous item.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's true.
Very good.
Nope. My question is, okay, you got the Officer of the Day program. There's a limited amount of those lieutenants that are in that program versus the other lieutenants that are within that division.
Right.
The only ones that work that on-call pay is the on-call because of vacations or whatever. They get stuck doing it and they rotate that
right
daily. So are we saying now that's part of non-compensationable at retirement?
In the future.
It will be.
In the future?
Under because 8197.
But they, what I'm missing is it's not overtime they're getting. They're just getting, it's a set amount. You get on-call pay is $100. You get called in, it separates that on-call pay from your pay. Because like these lieutenants, they get holidays, they work holidays and stuff versus the other lieutenants. Now the station house lieutenants get compensation for being a station house lieutenant, but not all lieutenants get, unless you're a station house lieutenant, that incentive pays. So that means those lieutenants don't get it either?
So if and
it's,
when...
It's complicated in the sense of they're lieutenants in the overall picture, but their duties are certain duties because a station house lieutenant gets that because if something happens at that station house, they respond to it also.
So if and
when... And they don't get paid. They just get what that percentage was.
What do they actually do for the on-call pay? What are they doing?
The on-call pay, yeah. They get called in.
Wait a minute. Where are they?
They're at home.
They're at home.
Right.
And what rate do they get paid for the on-call pay while they're
at it's
home?
A percent. I don't know what their rate percent, is.
It's yeah. a fraction of the normal
of what they're
rate.
Getting, right.
And they're at home, and they can barbecue and watch TV and
right.
do whatever they want, and they're on call.
Right.
Okay. That's the behavior. And not everybody in the same group gets that or is required to get it.
Everybody
that.
On that Officer of the Day program does.
On that program, but
right.
not all the same
no.
people get it.
How many years was this person a lieutenant? Was it the last two?
I think that's right.
Yeah, it's like 2 years.
So they went, it looks like if you take out the leave cash out, they went from about 115 to about 120. So we're looking at an increase in our last year about 5,000.
This person's a 20.
Oh, just the base pay?
Yeah, forget
year.
The leave, that's something
right,
we're
sure.
not dealing with.
Good, 75%
here's that, they got promoted, so of course year two is going to be higher than
yes,
year three.
Right.
Year one is...
So they got some sort of 5% step increase or something?
Could be, or some longevity. Let's say they hit year 15.
Well, it looks like they made
longevity is separate.
Well, it's that color, but it looks bigger. The bar looks bigger in year one for longevity than it does for year two.
Yes, this person got a different longevity bonus.
So let's say they hit
for being once they were a lieutenant, then they got.
The longevity is based on time, so it could have been hit their 15-year hypothetically. So that impacted it. So it looks like it was about a $5,000 increase.
Right.
Part of it being longevity pay.
Mm.
It just has a different impact when you say, well, they went up $25,000 when really they've only gone up a different amount. Part of it's because of a promotion.
Yes.
Okay.